exactly what it was. There was no evidence of tumors or cancers, or just a simple adhesion down there.
In other words, as far as your ability to work and everything, like, no question, can you ready? In other words, you put in all knowledge.
No, they're still doing it. Did it right in the hospital the day after the operation. I brought my executive assistant up and started right away.
Let me ask a couple of other things that have to do with what we signed here. As you probably are aware, what this, if you were to be nominated, and Mr. McLean, of course, probably John mentioned about the polls now, you obviously open up before a different committee than an urban committee in the whole party. And now the question is whether you feel that that you can handle it, whether that's a good thing, a bad thing. And so what I mean is, the Watergate Committee, you know, has these urban, three more jackets on it, and so forth, and then we've got enough there. Your committee would have Kennedy this time.
Right.
And I'd like to make quite a deal about that. What I'm getting at is this, I'm not concerned about the subject, about the facts coming out. I am, all I'm thinking is whether it's to the interest of everybody concerned to have the man who is going to be nominated for director of the Bureau of Sea Back here, so forth on it, whether it's good for us to have that story told twice before two committees, etc. So why don't you give me your judgment on that? You must have thought
about it.
And you must have thought also the kind of the story you have to tell when you be examined on. It would not be limited to Watergate. They would probably ask you about such things. Do you know about any other things that the Bureau has done? I've got another domestic wiretap. Very stuffy, parenthetically, whatever. We hear you kind of start getting out the truth there. It's the height of that, isn't it? Robert Kennedy Administration Justice Department.
Greater beating had not the urban committee been established, and this is always a possibility there that you're not going to get too much flack before judiciary. I think I'm going to take the expected heat from Kennedy, Fry, Hart, Tunney, that group. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as severe as it would have been had not the Urban Committee been established. I think that's where it's all going to hang out, and I'm not ashamed for it to hang out, because I think the administration has done a hell of a fine job in going after this thing, and I think we're prepared to present it in just that light. Now, if you bring somebody else in, you can be attacked as ducking the issue, trying to put a new boy in so he can go up there and say, I didn't have anything to do with this. This happened on Gray's watch. Get him back here and let him talk about it. I think it's a thing we ought to meet head on.
Let me say, what kind of story can you tell? And say this, that you just go in and think we had a very intensive investigation. We ran down all the leads we talked to last week, and we questioned at very great length the sworn statements. Did you swear and say this morning?
Yes, we did.
From the members of the White House staff, why didn't you question Mr. Haldeman? Why did you say that?
Perfectly good reason we didn't question Mr. Haldeman, because no agent, even the case agent at the lowest level, felt that any trail led to Mr. Haldeman. He did not recommend that a lead be set out to interview Mr. Haldeman. The field supervisor did not. The special agent in charge did not. The bureau supervisor did not.
But leads did lead to others.
Did lead to others. And we went out. This is one I had. Sir? Yes, sir. Oh, thank you. Yes, we stand three times. Mitchell once. Bob Haldeman, not at all. I'm not really afraid of that thing, because I called those agents in at the end of that first week and just gave them unsure to hell and told them to go and go with all of them and figure possible. I furthermore called Larry O'Brien that Saturday morning, and I said, Mr. O'Brien, I hear there's some rumors around this town that the FBI is not pursuing this with vigor. And he said, no, no. He said, let me assure you, we are very happy with what you're doing. So I'm going to lay that on their backs. And other things like that. I don't fear that investigation. Oh, I think they'll do that, but I think we can shoot that down easily, because I've got all kinds of letters from the field that I wouldn't let come to you. I stopped them. They tried to respond to this criticism that morale is bad. It's actually higher than it's ever been in the Bureau.
What is the situation, for example? You see, you haven't been able to do anything.
Ready to buy that, Mr. President. We have done something. I've been wiping people out of there, you know, like the Assyrian on the floor. I wiped out
the whole area. Do we have any question about that? Please, please, please. Well, yeah, that is what our Time magazine guy says. He's got a direct channel to the Bureau.
Well, he probably has. Sandy Smith needs to talk to a lot of guys in the Bureau, and I won't talk to the SOB anymore, because the relationship
is very high.
We laid the cards on the table, that's right, three times, right. Laid them right out there, gave the same cards to Newsweek, and each one wrote differently, and I just said no more to this clown. And I won't deal with
it. No, he has Mark Patty, this is what I'm talking about.
There's no,
Rick Smith has written stuff that is true right out of the Bureau.
There's no
right out of the Bureau.
Question about their getting the, they ran off the 703s or whatever those forms are. Summary
forms. So 302.
Yeah. And I would say there were false, then I would just say it was fine.
There's something
that was in error. But this is a case where they have true information, and I suppose that it's somebody from the Bureau. I think Peterson's office puts it up.
Mr. President, you have to realize that other people than we get the 302s, and I have put some pretty strong controls on our dissemination and our accounting. And I don't see that it's not possible it can come from the Bureau. It is possible.
Well, let me ask you this. For example, if you follow through on the directive, which I understand was given, everybody in the Bureau was to take a lie detector test as to whether what part they played in the wiretapping of my plane in 1968. Is that true?
No, that directive was not given.
Well, it's given now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, what happened there? Who dropped the ball on that?
I don't know, but Mr. President.
That charge has been around. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But the Washington Star has to spread the story. Johnson killed the Star.
the allegations that John Dean gave me on Bromley Smith, I guess the bloke's name is, and what they were doing on Anna Chenault and how they tried to...
there was a wiretap, there was a phone wiretap for sure, and there was an allegation...
On your plane, sir?
Hoover told me that the Bureau tapped my plane in 1968, and he told Mitchell the same. Now, I want everybody in the Bureau who has anything to do with wiretapping at that time questioned and given a lie detector test, not because I'm going through this, but because the allegations have been made and the stars are print the story.
Right.
And we want to knock it down, but you believe you should?
Oh, sure. But I had, I didn't have any directive like that. I had some questions from John Dean about Bromley Smith, Anna Chenault,
and stuff. I'm not making the charge, but I do know that that means come up. All we do is play it very
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't put it past Johnson.
No.
We're not trying to do him, but it is very important that it be known in the Star, and I think the Star is working with one magazine, I don't know which one, that they be known that that's been investigated, so that we just don't say, well, no, the Bureau didn't do it. I know the Bureau's sensitivity on that, but are the same people that do wiretapping for the Bureau now, are they the same ones you had in 60?
We think, Mr. President, that if such an order came, it came to Deke Deloach from Lyndon Johnson, and that it...
Well, Deloach is a good one.
Yeah, Deke got it, he gave it.
All right, he used to have a lie detector also. He's out, I know, but he's still got to take one. Don't you agree, John? We've got to get to the bottom of the damn thing.
Well, I'm
not going to be in here denying it from here unless the director of the FBI tells me it has been checked. The FBI cannot be above the law on this thing.
Oh, I know it. No, if this was done, we've got to look into it. Even if the allegations are there, we've got to look into it.
Was Scott there in Las Vegas?
No. He was not at... he may have been in the Bureau. I shouldn't answer that.
Who would you put... who do you think would be the fault of the second man over there?
I think, Mr. President, that my recommendation to you now would be to continue Felt. But I think what I've got to do, and which I'm in the process of doing, is come up with an overall plan to submit to you, and you and I should discuss that plan.
Well, the only problem you have on Felt is that the lines lead very directly. I can't believe it, but they lead right there.
We've tried to track him.
I don't know.
Pappas set traps around to see if we can turn something up.
Well, why don't you get in the boat that's made the charge then?
Well, maybe.
He's not a newsman.
No.
He's a lawyer, that's right. For time.
I know who he is, Mr. President.
Well,
I know who he is, and I knew the allegations existed, and I think one thing, Mr. President, I would like to say to you, because I believe I must say it to you, those people over there are like little old ladies in tennis shoes, and they've got some of the most vicious vendettas going on. And they're gossip mills.
In
the FBI.
In the FBI, for sure.
That's
a damnedest. So they might be educating everybody else. I would hate to hear it. What about this whole Sullivan? Good, bad, or indifferent? You bring him back?
I wouldn't bring him back at all. I wouldn't touch him at all. His first words when he came back to Washington in response to questions from some of the people in the Domestic Intelligence Division as to why he was here, two words, for revenge. Bill Sullivan was a very disappointed man when Hoover put Deke Deloach in the position as assistant director.
Deke fired him. Hoover didn't like him.
Didn't like him, and he began attacking Hoover. The guy is too nervous. He's not articulate at all.
Coming back over to Felt, it would be very, very difficult to have a Felt in that position without having that charge cleared up.
I know.
Incidentally, let me say, this is also a direct need to take a lie detector test on. We're in right to it now. You are going to take a lie detector test, aren't you?
Sure.
I've
taken hell.
All right. Has he ever taken one?
I don't know.
Has he ever taken one? That charge has been made. John, you prepared the questions. Have been made. Has he contact with him. It wasn't me. I know he said that he had wanted me to designate one person that he'd call in. He called him things and everybody should know about him, and the CDs and CIA and the State Department and so forth. Much of it was extremely valuable. But, and it never leaked out of here, you know, but he was giving me his stuff that he had. And he called him and then Earth was my contact. Earth will be in the future. You got one man that will not talk. So I wouldn't think of having to go to anybody else. I could use the these two busy and other things. So I go to John. The point is, reason and the relationship with the director and the director and the president. It's like the relationship between the president and the commander and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Right, man.
I, as you know, Mel Laird was very tough on that, but he didn't. He always wanted to be in with the Chiefs. And just yesterday, 2 days ago, I brought more over. We didn't let anybody from the NSC staff come in. Didn't let them go. There wasn't a hell of a lot we wanted to talk about that they couldn't have heard, but I didn't tell them. The reason was that I found that this summer, for example, at a time right after we had the May bombing, that I had put out several directives to continue to step up the bombing because I knew that this was that was the time to do it, put the pressure on to bring about the negotiation. And Moore told me that he sent over at least 12 recommendations that never reached my desk because Laird didn't want to go forward. When I got down, this is going to happen. Now, in the Bureau, it's the president and the director, not the attorney general. Now, having said that, though, we can't do it, we cannot do it unless there's total communication and total discipline in that Bureau. And hell, if we pick up Time magazine and see that something's leaked out, either out of the Bureau, I understand it leaking out of the CIA, those goddamn cookie pushers, but if it leaks out of the Bureau, then the whole damn place ought to be fired. Really, it should, until then. I mean, just move them all out to the field. I think you've got to do it like they did in the war. You say, remember, you know, you remember in World War II, the Germans, they went up to these towns, and one of their soldiers, sniper, hit one up. They went into the whole goddamn town and say, until you talk, you're all getting shot. I really think that's what has to be done. I mean, I don't even need Mr. Nice Guy over there.
I haven't been. I think, Mr. President,
this, there are, the leaks are occurring. We, some, from someplace?
That's right, from someplace. But as to discipline, I have done things with regard to discipline that Mr. Hoover didn't dare to do. I took on Graff, and I met him face to face, and I threw him right out of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. These guys know. They can't lie to me like they used to lie to Hoover.
I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to discipline, the highest sensitivity, involving what may be political matters, not partisan political matters. But I've got to know, for example, what's going on about notification. Let's suppose something in the Pentagon papers leaks out. Let's suppose there's a leak to a certain member of the press. I got to have a relationship here where you go out and do something and deny us back by those
people. Right. Right. Well,
you got to do that because I don't have anybody else. I can't hire some asshole from the outside.
No.
So the relationship is a self-starting one in a sense.
And you've got to refuse the call. Yes, sir.
And say, we picked up something.
Robert's guy had been through the whole area. He was overly suspicious, actually. But that helped a bit. deal with others in your council well. But let me tell you, there were times, and Leonard Johnson told me the same thing, when I felt that the only person in this goddamn government who was standing with me in that room, he was the only one.
I was sure standing.
I was sure. I was sure. Now, what did I mean, Senator? I don't mean just coming and say, "Look, Mr. President, you're doing a great day."
No, no.
He would often do that. But the point was that he would break his ass if he saw something that was wrong being done. Somebody was pissing on us, and I think leaks, that sort of thing. Not interfering with the rights of the press, not interfering with the, all that crap.
Right.
Sure. But the thing is that. In your case, see, the difficulty with having someone in a position who is basically, as you are, an ex-loyalist and a friend, first of all, they're going to raise all because you're that.
Sure, I know.
Second, an ex-loyalist and a friend feels generally, and I found this true of half the cabinet, that he's got to go bend over backward to prove that he's neutral. We can't have him. Publicly, you must do that. Publicly. But privately, what you've got to do is to do what I do for you. Now, the reason Hoover's relationship with me was so started working in his case. He knew that he could trust me, I knew I could trust him. And as a result, he told me things that this organization told me about. See, now I'm saying, understand, my purpose of checking this organization is not to put it out. I don't have to put it out. But I damn well want to know who did it. So, I want to know what the Bureau used. And I want to know if it leaked out. See, then you may find whoever's the guilty one will put out the story that he did it, and that will be useful. So we've got to know such things. That's the whole point. Knowledge is... And Earl Johnson should not have done that.
No question.
Johnson should not have wiretapped or either the plane or the phones. The phones were done for sure. We even the loaches had that. But the planes, nice now. Cooper told me the plane, the capital of my plane for the last 2 weeks of the campaign. What the hell do you think happened then? Every damn thing we didn't have any discussions about every kind of discussions, political discussions. Went to Johnson, you know what the hell he did with the game on?
I'm pretty sure.
That kind of game is a hell of a game.
We could get positive evidence of that. We could nail Deke on that. Because I'm sure from what checking I've done on this other thing that it came through Deke.
I just want to be sure that I'm not too good. Well, let me say this. The main point is that, as I said, I think it's going to be a bloody confirmation.
Oh, I do too.
I think it's all right. I think I just want you to know that if you go through it, you've got to be prepared to take the heat and get bloodied up. But if you do go through a bloody, when you do go through a bloody confirmation, let's remember that you're probably about a year, probably for just 4 years.
That's right.
And they're going to throw you out, and then let's do some good for the country. As you know, I would never ask the director of the Bureau to do anything wrong. I mean, but I certainly would have to ask the director of the Bureau at times to do things that are going to protect the security of this country.
No problem.
This country, this bureaucracy, you know this, Red, but you know too, is crawling with, at best, unloyal people, and at worst, treasonable people.
Reasonable.
And we've got to get them, right?
Right. I know that. I agree.
The way to get them is through you. See?
I have no problem with that.
I have to pick up even some people. That's crazy.
I would like to. I wish the one on Whitman would have stuck.
I'm not concerned.
This
is the precedent of it. It's people within the bureaucracy that want to do. Those are the ones that there's no excuse for anything, right? So, I think under the circumstances that seems to me just I've asked these questions. I think that if you've got to make a decision, if you've got the help, if you've got the desire, and also if you feel that you can have the kind of a relationship that we have with Hoover, which of course we can't, you shouldn't have had up to this point.
No.
And you can't have it through. Well, except from the moment you're nominated, I think you've got to start cracking the whip, having in mind the fact that. Always, that you don't want to crack any whips or force some basket to go out and testify against you.
That's right. That's the thing.
The moment you're confirmed, then I think we've got to have the kind of relationship we have. We have, I don't like the manager or anything, because I knew that everybody in the world. But then I think we've got to do that. You've got to watch everything around the world, in your own shop, watch the papers, and see these people. And you think something, I might, oh, for example, the price to keep and tail people, you know, what happened.
Sure.
Suppose we got some jackass, state department, some system, the secretary, as we know, is a little off. You could tail them.
Sure, we can watch it.
You tail them because you're looking for the...
perfectly on the record, just like this thing
well,
was done here.
We think, I think we need to talk to we've had the court keep us very closely at home. I think you're the best man for the job. We know that you'd be bloody, one of the reasons I say as far as the water being, I'd rather put it all out there and not be defensive. The other side of the coin, if we don't point you to this thing, say, they're going to call you anyway.
That's right. Sure.
If first thing would be hotter type of the urban committee. That's the view that we have. Now the question is I guess you and John are working on other people, so what announcement should be made?
Yeah,
John, how are your religious teaching?
Very good. And was
is he for you?
Very good, yes. I'm positive in that.
Yeah. That's very important. Who else should be informed? Russian, at least.
Russian. Well, we haven't told the Attorney General yet.
Well, he's ready to come down.
Probably John Rooney's people in the Senate side.
You're about one of you.